Okay, we're on page 1034, Perek Yudches, Perek Yudches Pasek Aleph. Okay, we're going to learn now about the Ari Miklat, the city as a refuge. So before we start, I just want to discuss a little bit what the Ari Miklat are. And we know that if somebody kills somebody accidentally, they have to run to the city of refuge. And the obvious question is, why does somebody, we learned this about other things also. Why is it that a person who killed somebody accidentally, or for that matter, Bechlal, did a sin accidentally, they need to do tshuva, they need to bring a korban, chatas or oshim, depending what type of sin it is. Somebody killed somebody accidentally, God forbid, they have to run to the city of refuge, they have to stay there until the Kohen Gadol dies. I mean, it could be a long time to stay in the city of refuge. The Gemara says, there's an expression, the Gemara says, golus is stricter than death. That's, you know, you die, you're done. It's over. But golus, you have to live in this golus. So the question is, why is it that a person who commits murder accidentally, why does he have to run to the city of refuge? The bigger question is going to say later on in the Psukim, that when Hashem broadens the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, as Rashi says, to the nations of Keni, Knezi, and Kadmeini, in Eretz Yisrael they conquered only seven nations. And then the Torah says, later on we're going to learn Pasuk Ches, Em Yarchav Hashem Lekechaz Gvulcha, if Hashem will broaden your boundaries to include the three, meaning, and as the Rashi says, or the Rambam uses the expression, that never happened. The Jews never, so obviously it refers to the time of Mashiach. Mashiach comes, then we're going to conquer Keni, Knezi, Kadmeini. To go off a little bit, to explain, Keni, Knezi, and Kadmeini represent the three levels of intellect, of evil, Chochma, Bina, and Das. The seven nations correspond with the Shiva Midas, Rois, the seven bad Midas. Until Mashiach comes, we were not able to conquer. Now it was a conquer. They actually conquered it and made it into Eretz Yisrael. So it's not only they got rid of it. They actually transformed the land of Canaan, which is the land of the seven nations, which represent, Chazal tell us, the seven bad Midas. So it's transformed to Kedusha. But it says in Kabbalah especially that until Mashiach comes, we're not able to transform the intellect of evil to Kedusha. Just the Midas. Intellect, that will be when Mashiach comes, then Keni, Knezi, and Kadmeini, those three nations which represent Chochma, Bina, and Das, the intellectual levels of evil, they're going to be transformed also to Kedusha. But we know when Mashiach comes, it says, Esruach HaTuva, Tuma Avim, and Ardis. Mashiach will come, there won't be any more evil in the world. So why are we going to need Ari Miklat? Ari Miklat is for somebody that killed somebody accidentally because they did an Aveda, and like we learned previously, if the person would have absolutely no connection to murder whatsoever, Hashem would have never allowed such a terrible thing to happen through the person, because it murder is such a terrible thing. If a person has no connection to murder, and the connection to murder means embarrassing somebody publicly, I mean all the various offshoots of murder. If somebody would be completely clean from having any connection to murder whatsoever, Hashem would never allow such a terrible thing to happen. Like it says, Lo yu'une letzadi kolovin, megalgulin schus hayidei zakai. Hashem does good things to good people, bad things to bad people. How is it possible that Hashem allow such a thing to happen? So the answer is, obviously, the fact that it came about through the person shows they have some connection to that, to killing, even though it was accidental. So therefore, they have to run to the city of refuge. They have to run to the city of refuge, they have to stay there until, I mean, the details of all the things we're going to see in the Pesuk, I'm just giving as an introduction. But when Mashiach comes, there's going to be three more cities of refuge, altogether nine. There are three on Eved HaYarden, this side of the Yarden where Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, and half of Menashe were. There are another three in Eretz Yisrael, and when Mashiach comes, there will be another three.
How tall is Israel or the same?
No, the nations, Keni, Knezi, Kamaini.
Because the nations get so big, you know, at that time Mashiach comes, it's not the small
I understand, but the bigger question is, there's not going to be any death, there's not going to be any murder, there's not going to be accidental killing, so what do you need city as a refuge for? Why do you need city as a refuge? And there's a few answers that the Mefarshim give. Some answer, the Menachos Chinuch says, it's exeris akosif. It doesn't make sense, because then we're not going to be, nobody's going to be killing anybody, so it doesn't make sense. So, it's going to have to be exeris akosif. Other Mefarshim answer that it's going to be for the 40 years between Bias HaMashiach and Tchias HaMeisim. In other words, we know that, according to the Rambam at least, there's going to be two eras when Mashiach comes. Because the Rambam brings down, it's interesting, the Rambam in his book, in Rambam, doesn't talk about Tchias HaMeisim. He has Igeres Tchias HaMeisim. The Rambam wrote a whole letter that's printed in, it's called the Igris of the Rambam, a whole lot about Tchias HaMeisim. But the Rambam in the Sefer speaks about Yemeis HaMashiach. He doesn't speak about Tchias HaMeisim. Because the Rambam holds that there's going to be two eras when Mashiach comes. There's going to be, as Gemara says, Ein be Yemeis HaMashiach la'ilam hazeh ela shibud malchiyas bilvad. The Gemara says, which is Shmuel's opinion in the Gemara, that the only difference between now and when the first era of Mashiach is only, we're going to be back in Eretz Yisrael with Mashiach, you know, there's not going to be Shibud Malchi, you're not going to be in Golos. But everything else, Olam Kemin Hogin Noeg, the world is going to be
the same.
So some of Farshim learn, for those first 40 years, you're going to need cities of refuge, because then everything's normal, so then people will be, God forbid, maybe accidentally killing somebody. And after Tchias HaMeisim, there won't be at all.
So this is 40 years you're talking?
40 years, the era.
40 years is, what's the condition of the human being here?
Regular. Except we'll be in Eretz Yisrael with a king, Mashiach, everything will be fine.
So we may, the people, they make sin?
Yeah. 40 years? Yeah. Those 40 years, there's gonna be sin, and there's gonna, just think now. Like in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, no, the people sinned. It's not the
it's
first
different, and now it's not the,
no, it'll be exactly like the Shlomo HaMelech's time, but better. But there's another two answers, which is interesting. It says, one, the Mefarshim say this, that all the people throughout Golos that killed somebody, God forbid, accidentally, when they get up to Tchias HaMeisim, they're going to have to go to a city of refuge.
They already did. They come back and
they go there. Come back,
and they go there.
They're going to have to go to city refuge for a while. Exactly the technicalities of it, I don't know. But it says for the people that during the Golos time there was no Ari Miklat officially. Mm-hmm. So you're going to need a lot. Throughout all generations, there's going to be a lot of people. And then there's another answer which is given, and that is that the fact that there are Ari Miklat, that itself will stop the Jews from sinning. In other words, the fact that there's, you know, it's like when you have insurance, you never need it. It's like, or you have whatever. That's when you never need it. So, when Mashiach comes, you know, that itself. So it's not because people are going to go to city of refuge. It's because Bechlal, the whole Inyan Ari Miklat, will stop the people from that Aveda itself. These are the answers about it.
The rabbi, they say that if in young somebody's dead, is getting dead is pure.
If what?
Is not making so sin. If he die in young age.
No.
So why is say making sin it happen to him? Maybe is he?
These are all questions for God to answer. I don't run the world yet.
I don't even want to. Contradict that he was saying. If it's somebody sin, they
no.
Because they got making sin and they.
Now, Hashem doesn't kill right away necessarily. The Gemara says that clearly. Sometimes Hashem is obvious albanim, it goes over a few generations. Hashem has his cheshbon, how everything works. What?
What does the city of refuge do to a person? That even at the time of Moshiach, even. We have to be.
Well, there. We're going to learn the details, but in the city of the refuge, they lived a normal life.
Yeah, what does it do to a person?
It keeps them alive.
It's the fact that you're restricted to a city, that itself is mechaper.
It's like a godhood.
Yeah. It's in the good gold. It's not even
clear. But the time of Mashiach, we are safe from gold.
I understand, but for those that did it in this world, before Mashiach came, they have to go there for a little while.
Is it like good shuvah?
It's a kapara. It's a form of forgiveness. Like somebody gets malchus, yeah? It's mechaper for the sin. Somebody, God forbid, doesn't have air, that's chayiv misa. So that's mechaper. They have to do shuvah also.
So still there is time to do the shuvah, yeah. The time of Mashiach?
Yeah. First 40 years. Okay, now, everybody knows that you run to the city, you kill somebody accidentally, you run to the city of refuge. But we're going to learn, and I'm going to just say it now as an introduction, the Rambam, based on the Gemara in Makkos and various different places, the Rambam writes, there's three types of people that kill accidentally. One goes to the city of refuge, two don't. Okay, and he says like this. If it's complete shoygig, and he's going to say exactly what each one means. Complete accident, the person runs to the city of refuge. Sometimes it's such a weird death, the guy killed him such a weird way, it's not even called accidental, it's called like oinus. Something completely unforeseen. Okay, that person doesn't go to the city of refuge.
What was the case?
Well, that, nothing. Well, I'm going to tell the case. Rambam says each case what they are. And the third one is, a guy did it accidentally, but it was pretty intentional. I'll give you an example. Okay, Rambam's going to say the case. Now, if it's shaygig, kodev lemezid, meaning it's accidental, but it's pretty negligent what you did, then you can't run tarari miklat. It's not going to protect you. What you need to do, the Rambam says, just make sure the Goyal Adam, the Avenger, the relative, doesn't kill you. But the city of refuge is not going to help you. So he says like this. A guy takes a rock. Okay, he's in his backyard. A guy takes a big rock, throws it into the street. Okay, and by mistake, somebody died. Okay, that is what's called Shaygig Kodav Lemezid. That's not accidental. Accidental is, you didn't mean to. But it could happen. This is more, what do you expect to throw it into the street and nobody's gonna get hit? Somebody's gonna get hit. So even though you didn't want to kill somebody, it was accidental, it's considered Kodav Lezodin. Because Golis is not gonna, what should he do? The Amun says he has to make sure the Goyal Adam is not gonna kill him. Then he says like this. A guy throws a rock. Okay? He throws a, I throw a stone. Yeah? All of a sudden, a guy sticks out his head from nowhere and gets hit by the rock and dies. The Rambam said that guy doesn't even need to go to City of Refuge. That's so out of the ordinary.
Why did he pick up this stone and throw it out?
But nobody's there. I'm throwing a stone in my house, in a place here. I throw a stone. All of a sudden, a guy pops in and it sticks out his head and gets killed. That's considered complete accidental.
He doesn't go to a refugee?
No, he doesn't have to.
So they don't kill him, the family, they don't kill him?
Right.
The family of the...
No, son? They can't. And if they do... They're murderers.
But you get the paper to go there?
Huh?
How to prove it?
Okay, he says like this. A guy was, what's a shaygig? Or no, another case of shaygig that you wouldn't have to. A guy is pulling up, he has a bucket on the ground. Okay, and he's pulling it up with a rope. And all of a sudden, the rope tore, and the bucket fell down, and killed somebody. He says, that's Potter from Golos. He says, Zeh anus. Mm. That's completely unforeseeable. It's not accidental. It's anus. He said, Ram says, Sheinta dover accordively as bereva itim. Elokme pelahu. Okay? It's mamish. Now, what happens though if a guy was putting it down, not picking up the bucket, he was putting down the bucket from the roof to the floor, and then it fell on somebody, or he was coming down a ladder, and he fell on top of somebody, then he went to the city of refuge. That means if a guy is going up a ladder, and he falls down on top of somebody, he does not run to the city of refuge. That's unforeseeable. If he comes down, that's more possible to happen, so then he goes into the Ari Miklat. But not every time you kill somebody, accidentally, do you have to run to the city of refuge. Based on this, I'll give you an example. In today's world, I mean, we don't have Ari Miklat today. A guy's driving a car, yeah? And all of a sudden, he's not speeding, he's not mamish. Proper. Also, a guy runs out in front of the car, and God forbid, gets killed. Yeah? Mainly he's driving recklessly, he's speeding, and he kills somebody accidentally. That's part of lemazed. That's closer to intention. He won't have to, city of refuge is not going to help him. But the guy is going normally, and all of a sudden somebody rushes out and gets killed. That's strange. Therefore he wouldn't have to run city of refuge.
I have a question.
What?
If somebody repaired a car and the mistake, do something wrong with the car, and you drive it, and you kill somebody, who is in charge?
Good question. What does legal law say? You sue everybody in America.
Yeah. So
the car also.
As far as going to
we'll see. Let's see the case. Moshe, the case that the Pasuk says is very simple. Mm-hmm. It's a Rashi quotes it's two opinions in the Gemara. Guy's chopping wood. Yeah? And either, you chop wood, sometimes the wood fly up, and it flies up and kills somebody, then you have to run to city of refuge. Or another opinion says, you're banging with the axe, and the axe falls off the handle and goes and kills somebody. See, there's the two opinions, what the Gemara means, we'll see now in the Pasuk. Then, the author has to run to city, has to run to city of refuge. Cause it's not, like, a crazy story. Because when you chop wood, things do fly up. So you know it's accident. Okay, let's see the pasuk inside. Okay, Perek Yutas, page 1034. Ki yachres Hashem alakachas agayim, when Hashem will cut down the nation, meaning will destroy the nation, asher Hashem alakachas nation l'chois hartzam, that Hashem has given you their land, v'yirishtam, you'll inherit, v'yashavta ba'areim u'bavateim, you're going to live in their houses, and, you know, the various different places, the land, the houses. So the Torah says like this. Sholosh Ahorim Tavdoloch. You need to set aside, so obligation on Beis Din, by the way, to set aside three cities. Beteich Arzicha Asher Hashem Melkech Honeisen L'chol Arishta, in the land that Hashem is giving you as inheritance. So this pasuk clearly says about the three cities of refuge in Eretz Yisrael, not Ever HaYarden. In where the, most of the tribes were. I'm just going to read a bunch of psukim, then we'll discuss it. Tochen l'cho aderech, you have to prepare the way. And as the Gemara is going to learn, that means you have to have signs all over the place telling the guy which way to go to Miklat. You shouldn't be stuck and start looking around, and no GPS in those days. Not only that, v'shilashtes gvul artzecha, you have to put it into three, but it's really four, and I'll explain in a second. Meaning like this. The Torah says, you can't put all the cities of refuge together. Okay? So if this is Eretz Yisrael, and you have three cities of refuge,
divide it.
So you divide the land into four. It's basically, you divide the land into four parts, and you put three Ari Miklats. That they should be equally spaced. Even though the Gemara said they weren't mamish equally spaced, but one place had more murderers, so it was closer to that city. But in other words, the Torah says clearly two things. Rashi says, he quotes in the Gemara, and every crossroad, there was a sign which direction to miklat.
Arrows.
Arrows, like they used to have in the olden time. Which way to the miklat? That's what, it's a positive to mitzvah, by the way. Tochen l'cha derech, and Rashi said what it means is, miklat was written on each sign. You have to divide the land into three. Okay, like Rashi says from the Gemara, it's all from the Gemara, that from what the end of Eretz Yisrael south to one city was the same, and the second city and the third city. That all murderers run there. And what's interesting, the pasuk says lana shama koratzeach. So therefore, we're going to see later. That doesn't say this clearly in the psukim, but the Rambam brings it down that anybody that killed, whether it was intentional or accidental, had to run to city of refuge.
Both of them?
Everybody ran to city of refuge.
Intentionally, right?
Huh?
Intentionally, also to go there?
Yep.
Initially.
No, intentionally.
Any guy that killed somebody, whether it was intentional, accidental, or any of these different types, runs to the city of refuge. Bezdin takes them from the city of refuge to Bezdin to judge them. So if it's the accidental guy, they send them back to the city of refuge. If it's the guy that did it b'mezid, there's witnesses and everything, then they would kill
him. It's like a jail.
Yeah. It's not a jail. Ari Mikla was a big city. But it says, Echad. Here. Betchila, meaning, at the beginning, Echad Shegiv, Echad Beis, Magdim, and Ari Miklat. Bezdin of that city, that the guy killed the guy, they bring him down and they judge them. If he's Chayiv Misa, they kill him. If he did it accidentally, he goes back to Golus. You bring him back to Ir Miklat.
Rabbi, I have a question.
What?
Isn't the person, though, that ran to Arnifa who did it accidentally still kind of afraid that the family might not be able to deal with it and get and try to get him? Could they enter that city?
If they enter the city and kill him, they're full-fledged murderers, and they get capital punishment.
So he doesn't fear for his life anymore?
Not in the city of refuge. He fears for his life if he goes out. But then, as Rambam says, as the pasuk, Ein lo dam, if the girl Adam, the avenger, kills him outside the Ari Miklat, Ein lo dam, it's like he didn't kill him. He killed himself, so to speak. That's the expression. He opened himself up lemisa because he left the city.
And it's not hard for the family knowing that this person is still around, so to speak. You know what I'm saying?
But listen, he's not going to leave the city of refuge until the Kohen Gadol dies. Once the Kohen Gadol dies, he's free and nobody can kill him anymore.
If we can wait for him on his way.
You know, it says, the Gemara says that the mother of the Kohen Gadol, if he had one, would bring the people in the city of refuge gifts. Because like this, they would daven for him to die. Because as soon as the Kohen Gadol dies, they would go out free. So she would give him gifts. That's what the Gemara said, that they shouldn't daven that he should die.
Rabbi, if somebody killed somebody intentionally, he's not running to go there because
the city of refuge is safe for everybody.
No, but he's not going. I mean, he knows that they kill him.
They don't kill him, they send him back.
No. If intentionally, they kill him.
But he still needs to go to the trial.
No. Right. Why yeah. did you, they, if they know, why should he go to trial? He ran away. He ran away, go to somebody, they don't find him.
No, the Torah said there's a city, you're protected there. You can't kill him. You can just go around killing people.
No, intentionally, not accidentally.
So Bezdin takes him right away from there. He runs to the city of refuge just to be safe until Bezdin deals with it.
So?
That's it.
In any case, he's guilty.
If he's guilty, Bezdin kills him.
They kill them. Why are you going there? He's run away, he's going someplace, nobody find him.
Oh, they'll find him. They'll find him. Why should he run away?
Because, you know, in any case, they kill him.
They can't run away, they'll find him. But
what about if it happens in the city of refuge?
Oh, so it says, there's a din over here. If a guy kills somebody in the city of refuge, he has to move from neighborhood to neighborhood. In the city of refuge, he has to go from this neighborhood.
Same city,
but he has to go to, yeah.
If
they
go to the court, they are not going to judge him?
No, after they judged him, yeah. But I'm saying, but it's like, he can't go to another city of refuge. He's there already. Here. Retzer Shaharet Bishkog, the Rambam says. It's also from the Gemara. A retzer that killed somebody accidentally in the Ir Meklot. And he doesn't go out of the city. Now the Gemara also says, and this is the halacha, that the 42 cities that the Levium were given to live in were also Ari Miklat. They're also Ari Miklat. Right.
Official, not officially.
But they had the ability to do it.
Do we know where these cities are today in Israel?
The Torah says the name of the cities, so, you know, I don't know, I guess they know where they were. Okay, it says, the Pasuk Dalet, V'zeh Dvar HaRetzeach, okay, let's go off for 1 second. There's a concept of Ir Miklat, the Gemara says, Divrei Torah Kulten, the words of Torah, are also Ari Miklat, not in the halachic sense. In a spiritual sense, nowadays, everything in Torah applies today also, it's not from 3,500 years ago. Any Aveda that a Jew does is killing Kedusha. Okay, any Aveda you do, you kill Kedusha. Even if you did an Aveda accidentally, like we said before, you need tshuva, you need kapara. So what's the Ari Miklat today? So the Gemara says, Divrei Torah Kulten. Gemara says, Divrei Torah is the Ari Miklat. And therefore it says that if a person doesn't have Aveda and they need Kapara and all that, they should learn Torah. Because the Gemara says about Torah, Magino Umatzla. Torah protects a person from all evil. Just like the Ari Miklat saves the person from the Avenger who wants to kill him. So the deeper sense it means like this. The Yetzer Hara is the Goel Adam, the Avenger that wants to kill us. He wants to kill us. So what's the Yetzer to save ourselves from the Goel Adam, from the Yetzer Hara? You have to run to the city, meaning learn Torah. And the Gemara says, there's a Gemara that says like this, Im Pagabach Menuvelze, if this despicable creature, meaning the Yetzer Hara, come meets you, Mashcheil Beis HaMedrash, drag him into the Beis HaMedrash. If it's a stone, you'll melt him. At this, you'll break him. In other words, the Torah says that today, in the concept of learning Torah, Torah is Mikla, Torah protects a person from all evil. It protects the person from the Yetzer Hara who wants to kill us. Okay, so now the pasuk says like this. V'zeh Dvar HaRetzeach. This is the matter, meaning the halachas of the Retzeach. Asher Yonos Shama V'Chai. That he will live, that he will run there to live. What, in other words, when do you have to run to the city of refuge? If you killed him accidentally, and we discussed, and the pasuk itself is going to say what the cases are. And you didn't hate him from the earlier days. Meaning like this. And this the Rambam says also. That if you killed a guy that you hated, here, Hasaini Shaharik Bishgoga. If let's see, Reuven and Shimon hated each other. The Rambam says from the Gemara also. It says if an enemy hates a guy and he kills him accidentally, he doesn't go to city of refuge. Why? Because it's considered Kadiv Lemezid. Now the Rambam says, what's an enemy? Listen to this. If you didn't speak to him for 3 days, because you hate his guts. There's a, Ezel Seina, the Rambam said, what's a Seina? Zashele Dibur Ime Shloisha Yomim Mipneo Eva. It's Gemara in Sanhedrin. An enemy is, you hate him so much, you don't talk to him for 3 days. That means half the world hates each other. Nobody talks to anybody anymore.
Six.
Huh? Six. No, that's why it says you have to hate him. You don't talk to him because of hating, not because you're texting. And that's what the pasuk says here clearly. He didn't hate him from the yesterday, the day before. Because if he did hate him, then he doesn't run to the city of refuge. Because it's close to intentional rather than accidental. So he says like this. What's the case? The pasuk says, and hey, and there's a lot of dinim learned just from the language of this pasuk. A guy comes into a forest, lachte veitzim to chop wood, v'nitcha yodei bagarzen, okay, and his hand swings the axe to, you know, to cut the tree, v'nashol abarzel min ha'etz, and the iron slips from the wood, and Rashi brings down two opinions over here. Either that the axe falls off from the handle, or the wood that you're chopping flies off and hurt somebody. Umbatzas rei of a mace, and it happens to find the guy and kill him. The wood or the handle or the axe. Hu yonus el achas ha'adam elav. He has to run to one of those cities to live. Okay? In other words, either, like Rashi brings on both opinions, either a piece of wood chops off and flies off. By the way, again, the Gemara learns out from here a bunch of interesting halachas. It has to be something that could kill somebody. Like, if you throw a paper clip at somebody. Yeah, and God forbid the guy gets killed. I mean, whatever. That's not called accidental misa. Like you said, that's honest. That's like, not normal. So then you don't have to run to the city of refuge. And the girl Adam cannot kill you. And if he kills you, he gets killed. Because he wasn't allowed to kill you. But here the Torah is speaking about a common case, not common. You're chopping wood, and it flies off, and now. One second. Now, what happens? This pasuk says like this. They went into a yard. They went into a forest, yeah? To chop wood. Who cares where it is? Why is the pasuk saying you went into the forest?
Some places, nobody there.
Right, so I would know without the pasuk saying the yar. The pasuk would say, if a guy was chopping wood, why can a guy say, the pasuk could have said, if a guy was chopping wood, and the axe flew off, no? Why does it have to say in the yar? Because for me, the Rambam quotes this often, the Gemara, by the way, in Marcus, but the Rambam brings it down over here. Ha'nichnas l'chatze balabai shalei b'shusei. What happens, I went into your courtyard without permission. Yeah, and then somebody killed the person accidentally. They were chopping wood in the courtyard. I had no permission to go into the courtyard, right? And then the axe flew off and the guy got killed. There's no city of refuge there. Why? The Rambam says, Shenemar, Asha Yaveh Yisrael Bayad. Just like Yad, everybody has permission to go there. That's what the halacha of the Torah is teaching us. When you kill somebody accidentally, it has to be a place where everybody had permission to go into. The guy that got killed, the one that killed him. But if the guy that got killed did not have permission to go into the place, and over there he got killed, the one that killed him does not have to run to the city of refuge. And the Gemara learns it out from that's the word, vayar. Just like the yard, the forest, is a place where everybody has permission to go. The same thing, if a guy comes into your house, and by mistake he gets killed, there's no city of refuge. Because he had no permission to be there. By the way, in today's court, it's a much different law. If a guy walks into your house,
huh.
What?
Thief.
If I get hurt, then
you get sued.
Yeah. You get sued. Yeah. Thief is coming and falling your roof into you.
Yep, what?
Doesn't
Is there the idea of like the product itself is faulty in Judaism? Like where the person who could produce the axe is also part of this whole thing?
Let me just say one thing. In Torah law, there's no such thing as suing.
Guilty.
There's no such thing as suing.
But there are damages.
There are damages, but no. What she's asking is, what happens if a guy made a faulty axe? It wasn't put on properly. And then somebody else chopped the wood, and the axe flew off and killed somebody. The bottom line in Torah law is, who killed him?
The person, not the axe.
Not the guy that made the axe. In what's called Dine Shamayim, and Dine Shamayim means between the guy and God, Beis Din can't do anything to the guy. Right?
He made the axe.
Well, I'm saying, right. The one that made the axe, Beis Din cannot do anything to
him. Let's say when he made it, he knew it was cheaperly made, so he didn't do it as well, or whatever.
Even monetary damages. Okay, again, in America, everybody sues everything, right? But let's say, it's a crazy case. Let's say I made an axe, yeah, and I didn't put it on right, yeah? And because of that, when you're doing it, it flew off the handle, and it broke the window. Mm-hmm. Now, who pays for the window?
Person.
Not the guy that made the axe. Right, today they would sue the guy that made the axe also. Yeah. But I'm saying in Torah law, don't just think.
And the guy that made the window.
Yeah, no. The guy who put the window in that place, because it should have been another place. Yeah. Okay.
There's no such concept like that in Yiddish.
No. Now, between that person who did it faulty,
right,
intentionally faulty, they have a cheshbon between them and God. In the sixth parak of Bava Kama and Akainis, the first few pages, the Gemara says a lot of dinim, that the Gemara uses the expression, Potter medine Adam, v'chayev medine Shemayim. Meaning, a court cannot obligate you to pay. Okay? But, in the heavenly court, you have to deal with it. You're gonna have to deal with it, but not financial.
Is that because those things become like endless, so to speak, like to what one person is faulty is not another person is faulty. It could be like a whole thing, you know?
I mean, is that the reason maybe that's the reason, but the bottom line is, I didn't do it. You know, I didn't chop the wood. You chopped the wood. I made the axe, so. But Torah law doesn't work in secular system, but only in America I think it works like that. I don't know if in other countries it works as crazy as it is in America.
Isn't that good in a certain sense? Because this way there is some kind of liability. I mean, those people have to know that the government can come in and...
I'm not saying there shouldn't be, there should be, but in Torah law, there's no concept of suing, there's no, you know, all these things don't exist.
Anybody can do anything they want.
The problem, we said, the sin of stealing is getting caught. That's what people say. It's not forbidden to sin, it's forbidden to get caught. That's, you don't get caught.
You are not making sin.
Yeah, but obviously, you know, that's not the way it works. Okay, so he says the guy comes into the yard, and therefore the Gemara learns out from the yard. That means it has to be a place where the guy that got killed also had permission to come into, and he chopped him. Okay, why does he have to run to the city of refuge, Vachai? And by the way, this brings up another din. Here. It says Vachai, yeah? I'm just quoting. The Ram over here brings on all these dinim. It says, he will live. From there it means, an interesting thing. The Gemara says, and this is the halacha, Talmud Shegala, this is Rambam by the way, what I mean. A Talmud that went into exile, Megalon Rabba Imei. His Rebbe goes into Golis with him. Why? Shenema V'chai. The puzzle we just read. V'nos Elachar Ha'ar Me'el V'chai. He will live. Meaning you have to make him live the same. I'd say like Kadeshi Yichya. And the Rambam continues. People that like Chochma and without Talmud Torah, they're like dead. And the Torah says he has to live there, meaning you need to give him the learning and everything that he wanted. And therefore it says, if a Rav, for whatever reason, had to go into Golis, his whole yeshiva goes with him.
Should Rav going?
Yep.
Does that also mean that the teacher is somewhat part of this whole thing? Because maybe if he would have taught him...
It's accident, don't forget. It's accident.
Differently, he wouldn't have happened, so to speak.
Like, you're getting too technical with God's in God's business.
Does the rabbi have to go? Isn't it? You know what I'm saying? He has to be.
No, the rabbi is. Listen, the rabbi is not restricted to the city of refuge. He has to go there to teach him.
It's come back going home.
He can go home.
He's not stuck there.
He can go home. The guy that killed he has to stand on the miklat. So for him, it's not Golas. He just says, the Torah says V'chai. It's an extra word again, V'chai. Because the Torah could have said, Hu yana salacha sa'ana ma'ela. You should run to one of the cities.
It was a city like another city. You know, you can walk, you can have your family. It was no restriction.
When the guy went to the city of refuge, his wife and kids and everybody went with him.
It's mayor. Gross city.
The difference was, by the way, if I'm not mistaken, the difference...
As grocery store?
No, one second. The difference between the cities of refuge and the 42 cities
is paying rent.
Here. The Rambam writes also like this. All the cities of the Levium, 42 cities. We're also Ari Miklat. So he says, Ma hefesh yesh ben Ari Miklat. What's the difference between these 42 cities and the 6 cities that he says? Ari Miklat, whether you know about it or not, as soon as you go into the city, you're free. And he says like this, Ritzeach who lives in the Ir Miklat doesn't pay rent. But Einu Neisim Schar Beisei, rent free. Hadar B'Shad Ari Alavim, if a murderer wants to live in the cities of the Levium, he has to pay rent.
There's more freedom there, huh?
Yeah.
More freedom where?
The city of refuge. You don't have to pay rent.
But he was able to do business.
Huh?
He was able to do business. If he built something and he said it.
He lives in the city of refuge like a full-fledged person. The only thing he has to be careful, not to go out of the city because there's an avenger that can kill him. I mean, it's a v'chaim. He lives... Does business, the family could go there, the kid go to school, I mean, whatever.
They can work there, they have like a job, they have job to work.
They can have a job, why not?
They make money and they live like this, huh?
Yeah, yeah. He moves his business online to the city of refuge. Yeah. What's the difference?
To eBay or Amazon, huh?
Yeah. Google Express will deliver stuff there. It's no problem.
You have that too, Rabbi Shusser?
No, I don't. My kids do. I wouldn't even know how to do it. No, but this is the, people think Ari Miklat, it's not even a country club jail. It's a normal life, except you're in that city, that's all.
So what's the spiritual reason behind this?
Spiritual wisdom?
No, reason. What's the spiritual reason? Why?
Because he killed somebody accidentally, and to get forgiven, he needs this aspect of Golos.
Yeah, but if it's like a river city, what is it? How we feel about
that? Because he, listen to me, if you're forced to live in a certain place, it's still a little bit of torture. Okay. Yeah. You can't just pick up yourself up whenever you want and go on vacation. No, the guy can't go on vacation. He could, but he might get killed. Okay? He can't just move somewhere else. He if he can't go see his mother-in-law, maybe that's good. He can't go see I mean, he can't. He can't leave the city, that's all.
You cannot go wedding or brit milah.
But there's the Gemara says the Golus is more severe than Misa. Sometimes Golus is stricter.
And there are other people that just lived in the city all the time.
Usually not. I mean, why should somebody want to live there? Maybe. It doesn't say that it was only people that killed intentionally.
I mean, they were normal cities.
You know how the country of Australia started?
colony.
It was a prisoner colony for England.
Which one?
Australia.
Yeah.
The whole Australia, because you couldn't escape from it. It's a whole island. Australia, everybody knows that. Australia was founded as the prison for England. Long-term prisoners, they took a boat to Australia, and they dumped them there, and that was it. They couldn't go anywhere. It's also a pretty big country. It's a big country. But they're still Gaulists. It's not like when the Russians sent you to exile in Siberia. It was much worse than Artie Miklat. Okay, so he says like this. Why do you have to run to the cities to live? Lest the redeemer of the relative, meaning any relative who's close, the Rambam defines what the Goyal Adam is, blood will chase him after, for his heart will be hot, meaning he'll be anxious to kill him. And if he reaches him, because it's a long road, let's say, in other words, he caught him before he got to the city of refuge, because it's a long trip, whatever. If the avenger kills him, he does not have any death at all. Because he doesn't hate him from day or day before. Meaning he has the right to redeem him.
In the way he's going to the refugee city, if they kill them, the family, they kill them. They don't do anything to them?
No. And that's what it says. Ein mishpat. One.
Way fast to kill.
No, that's why the Torah says that you need. That's why the Torah says that you need the to make it easy for him to get him. Oh, by the way, another interesting din. This din of killing somebody accidentally is only if the guy dies on the spot. What happens, that's it says, I should have mentioned this before, Taka. Einu retzeach b'shkogu goyla, Rambam quotes from the Gemara, Elam ke meis hanerag miyad. He had to die right away. But if he made him, let's say, a wound, even if they said this is going to kill him, and he got sick and he died, he doesn't go into Golos. Why? The Rambam says an interesting reason. Because maybe he hastened his own death. Or a wind came, cold wind came in and made him die. So the only time you go to a city of refuge is when you mamish killed him. And again, not outrageous, crazy cases and not when it's intentional. But even then, He only if he killed him right away.
He make him wounded and kill later on. That's okay. If make him wounded, then something wrong after 1 week, 2 weeks, he dies. So they don't do anything to him?
No. If the girl Adam kills him, no.
So I have a question.
What?
Since we're not in Israel, how can we see that Hashem would let us go into Gullus and not have like this kind of thing, which is so important? So like if it happened Chas v'Shalom outside now Israel,
there's nothing you could do.
Then people have to live their life like without having this opportunity
to do tshuva.
You say what?
To do tshuva, you mean?
Well, not just to do tshuva. This was like, isn't this like the best way to deal with these situations? And then if we're in Gullus, like people can't do, besides other mitzvahs, but I mean, they can't have this opportunity to do it the right way. So.
So you, what are you complaining about, Gullus? I mean.
I'm saying if Hashem lets us go into Gullus and we
don't. So it's his fault.
And we don't have the right way of living our life, like, this is an example of that. Then how could Hashem let that be, that we could go into Gullus without this like support system?
What's the support system, Ari Miklat? Well, today there's no avenger. If somebody today kills, God forbid, somebody kills somebody accidentally.
Yeah.
Nobody can kill you because of it. No best thing. No best, not an avenger. If an avenger kills you, it's murder.
So you're saying that when we're in Golas, Hashem has another way of us to deal with things.
Correct.
So that people can still have like a normal life.
Let me give you two examples of this. In fact, the quote is about, the Rebbe brings down that this aspect of the Ori Miklat, when Mashiach comes, the three additional ones for all the people that killed accidentally. Okay. The Gemara says that, there's a Gemara in Shabbos. It says, you're not allowed to read on Shabbos by certain lights. I mean, the by kerosene lights, because you might make it bigger or smaller, which is forbidden on Shabbos. So Rabbi Shmuel, in the Gemara says, it's not going to happen to me. I can do it. I will know. It's not going to happen. So the Gemara says he did it. And there's two opinions in the Gemara. One, he was about to. And one is he actually made it higher. And he said, "Kshayivne Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash will be built. Avi Chatas Shmeina. I'm going to make a big, fat, juicy Korban Chatas, because I didn't listen to the Chachamim." And the commentators explain, even going to the opinion that he didn't do it. He said, the fact that the Chachamim said, don't do it, then I shouldn't think I'm better than everybody else. Okay, they said, no, it's no for everybody. You see from there, though, that all the people that did Averis, B'Shoigi, when Mashiach comes, everybody's going to have to be in Korbanos. I'll give you another example. For a Ged, a person who converts to Yiddishkeit, yeah? In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Ged was like this. If it's a man, Mila, Tvila. For a woman, Tvila. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they also had to bring a Korban. They had to bring a Korban to be a Ged. When you become a Ged, you had a Chiv to bring a Korban. So Halacha, the Gemara says, and the Rambam brings this down in Halacha, that when, and Shulchan Aruch brings it down, When a person converts today, it says the korban is not ma'akev, it doesn't block the conversion. In other words, you're 100% Jewish without the korban. But you still have an obligation to bring a korban. So the Rambam writes that throughout history, all the people that are going to be alive when Mashiach comes, yeah? Every person that converted is going to have to bring a korban when Mashiach comes. You know, there's an obligation to bring a korban, but they can't bring it now, so they'll bring it when they're able to. I'll give you, there's another practical thing, it doesn't work like this in civil law today. According to Halacha, you're not gonna like this one, so just be ready. Kol ma shekonsa isha konsa baila. Halacha is whatever a woman owns, the husband owns. You know that, right? Okay. Whatever the woman owns belongs to the husband. Yeah.
Belong to the husband?
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
No.
That's what the Torah says. What can I do? Okay, so just, don't worry about your husband. We'll let you use it. Don't worry about it. I'll talk to him. So there's a din like this. Again, in civil law, it's completely different. If a woman damages somebody's property, she's not a child that's freed from paying. A katan, Torah law, I'm not saying civil law. In Torah law, a 10-year-old kid breaks your window, he doesn't have to pay. The parents don't have to pay. I'm not responsible for what my kid did. That's what Gemara says, you know, if you damage them, you gotta pay. They damage you, they don't have to pay. But an adult woman, over bas mitzvah, is an adult. Now, she has no money. It's the husband's money. The husband doesn't have to pay for what she did. He's not responsible for what his wife did. She broke your window. The husband, halachically, doesn't have to pay. So what does the Gemara say? The woman has a debt that if she ever gets divorced or the husband dies and then she has her own money, she else has to pay that debt to the person. That's the halacha. Of course it makes sense. And today, it's a communal property, so everybody's responsible for each other. I mean, it's not... In today's halacha, if a kid breaks things, the parents have to pay. You have that always in school, you know, kids break... if you go by din, Torah, They don't have to pay, but in Sivilan, this is what they pass on today, that you have to pay because that's legal law. The parents are responsible to pay for the kids or for the spouses. But technically, they're not obligated to pay. So the same thing with all these things. If a person is Mechal Shabbos B'shoigig today, that he would have to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, when Mashiach comes, he has to bring a carbon. There's no way out. He has to bring it. Now, how is Hashem making the world run now without the Karbanis and the... Ask him. But we accomplish more in Golus than we do when Beis HaMikdash exists.
If they did these things like more than once, and they're going to bring all these animals for everything?
They're going to be very busy when the Beis HaMikdash is built.
Don't tell people.
No, but there's a lot of laws. I mean, it's not so simple. A person's not from for 20 years. And then they become from. Huh?
Last one, yeah.
Religious.
Yeah.
They were not religious for 20 years, then became religious. Yeah? So for 20 years, okay, for bar mitzvah, 7 years. You're a woman, 8 years. You're a mechalu Shabbos every single Shabbos.
Yeah, that's a question.
And 39 malachas.
When you keep a fel Shabbat, it's like...
No, there's a din. If it's, then you have to bring one carbon this, one carbon. Sometimes a lot of sins is only one carbon.
Wow.
Depends what you know, what you didn't know. Anyway, to be continued, Mitzvah Shem.